Amathono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7 Air Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo kustudio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 21 Phalakazi 2018 ngupraxedes Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Indaba enkulu esikhulume ngayo indaba yama yenholo imali esiyitholayo ukuthi imali yethu esiyitholayo ayisathengi lutho. Ungakhangela khathesi ezitolo ukuthi ukudla kukhwele kunganani kuyona imali yokuthi ukwanise ukuthola i-transport ukuthi uyefika esikolo.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uhlangana lababalisi benhlanganiso ye-Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe behlaziya inhlupho ababalisi ababhekane lazo elizweni.
Ithi lokhu kuzwisa ubuhlungu kakhulu lapho sikhangele ikhefu lekhisimusi lapho abantu ababe befuna khona ikheshi ngoba abanye bayafuna ukuthi bagade amabhasi ayemakhaya okubhadala khona ikheshi okungalayikho kheshi okungala swipe. So manje kathesi abantu zindwendwe zodwa abantu vele isiminyeminye akwazakali ukuthi bazayikhupha yini.
Ukusilela kwamafutha ezimota lokuqhubekela phambili ngamandla kobulawayo la kwezinye indawo zelizwe osokuthwalisa nzima abantu beZimbabwe. Kuhlelo Woza Friday lamhlanje sihamba labaculi ababili abacula bese South Africa, uNkunzi yomanzi amnyama kanye lo Brian Sibanda. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa namhlanje uhlanganele lenkokheli yenhlanganiso emele ilungelo lababalisi eye Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe behlaziya inhlupho ababalisi ababhekene nalazo elizweni. Umnangagwa ubikwa yenze izithembiso ezithize ezingabambakiyo kodwa engatsho lutho kangako ngeholo ababalisi abafuna lihlawulo yinguhulumende ngedola leMelika. UGibson Bebe usethulela lolu daba.
Ekhuluma lentatheli zindaba ngemva kwalomhlangano owenzelwe emahofisini kamongameli eMunu Mutapa Building, umkhokeli weProgressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe umnumzana Takawathira Jowu uthi bajabule ngokuphiwa isikhathi sokulalela izikhalazo zababalisi okwenziwe uMnangagwa. Esinye isikhalazo abasethule kuMnangagwa uJowu uthe bafuna ababalisi bengezele iholo lifike kunkulungwane ezintathu zamadola 3000 ngenyanga.
Umhlangano wathaitha na president
umhlangano esiwukhulumileyo lo president sikhulume udaba lomholo ukuthi awuseneli. Ababalisi abasenelisi ukuthi baye emsebenzini ngoba izimali ezifunakalayo ukuthi baphile aziseneli. Sikhulume njalo ukuthi ababalisi kumele labo baphiwe ama-allowance atshiyeneyo njalo ukuthi ababalisi ngabantu abafuna umsebenzi wabo kodwa imali abayiholayo eye-$284 imali enlutshwane. Ngabe uhulumende ubaholisa ngemali ye-US dollar ngoba izinto ezitolo sezithengiswa ngemali yaphansi.
Ari abanotambira nge-284 imali shoma zvikuru kwazvo.
Uzo upinde wathi bafuna ukuthi ababalisi bathole izimota ngoba besebenza endaweni ezikhatshana lalapho abahlala khona.
Vanenge zvakawanda zvimwe zvatachitaura vava vachivimbisa kuti zvinokurumidza zvinokwanisa kuvimbisika nokukurumidza.
Omunye esikukhulumileyo basithembise ukuthi bazawulungisisa ngokuphangisa kanye lokuthi obaba labomama abangababalisi befundisa endaweni ezitshiyeneyo benelise ukuthi basebenze ndawonye. Udaba lokukhuthaza ababalisi abangabesifazane emsebenzini, okunye bathe bazaqala bayekhuluma labohlangothi lwezemali lenotho yelizwe okunjengokulungisisa udaba lomholo. Bathe bazakhulumisana lesiphathamandla sabagogileni.
Bathi bachataura na minister wabo unomiria disability.
Biwa kulokuthile okuthembiswe nguMnangagwa ukuba uza kwethula ngesikhathi esifitshane esilandelayo. Kodwa akulalutho olubambekayo aluchileyo ngodaba lokholo ledola leMelika. Kunjalo unobhala we-PTUZ umnumzana Raymond Majongwe uthi ababalisi abasoze babuyele emsebenzini kuvulwa izikolo nxa uMnangagwa engafezanga lokho akuthembisileyo emhlanganeni wanamhlanje. Omunye wababalisi unkosikazi Eugene Hlabangana okade ekhona emhlanganweni lo namhlanje uthe benelisile ukumtshela izifiso zabo.
Umhlangano wethu uhambe kuhle kakhulu. Senelisile ukuthi simtshele umongameli welizwe, uPresident Mnangagwa, ukuthi thina njengababalisi silenhlupho eziningi kakhulu. One, indaba enkulu esikhulume ngayo indaba yenholo, imali esiyitholayo, ukuthi imali yethu esiyitholayo ayisathengi lutho. Ungakhangela khathesi ezitolo ukuthi ukudla kukhwele kunganani, kuyona imali yokuthi ukwanise ukuthola i-transport ukuthi uyefika esikolo. Ungakhangeli imali esiyitholayo for ukuthi umuntu yenelise ukuyafika emsebenzini i-$90. And sithi imali le asoyokuthi mina ngingumbalisi ngigade, kufanele ukuthi labantu abami bekwanise ukugada ngemali yona le $90. And sithi ayikwani. So senelisile ukuthi simbonise upresident ukuthi imali abasinika yona vele ayenelisi. Okunye esikhulume ngakho indaba yokuthi ama-student teachers laba abafundele ukuba ngababalisi, inholo yabo yakhathwa kakhulu, bathola imali engange-$150. But ungakhangela abafundele ukuba ngamasosha, abafundele ukuba ngamapholisi, imali zabo azikhathwanga, bahola imali ekwani.
Asisenelisa ngakukhuluma lesikhulumeli sikamnangagwa umnumzana George Jaramba ngoba bengadobhi ucingo lwakhe lokamakhala ekhukhwini, njalo umnangagwa ngokwakhe uhle wangena komunye umhlangano ngemva kwalo lababalisi. Umphathi intambo wezemfundo umnumzana Pho Mavima okade khona laye kulo mhlangano utshele Studio 7 ukuba uzadlulisa izikhalazo zababalisi ngoba uhulumende eqhathekisa umsebenzi omkhulu abawenzayo. UMavima uke watshela umhlangano labaphathi bezikolo ngenyanga ezimbili ezedluleyo owenzelwe eVic Falls ukuthi uhulumende akasozenelise ukwengezela iholo lababalisi kumbe kubahlawula ngedola leMelika. Asisenelisanga ukuthola icele likamphathi intambo ogatsha lwezemali umnumzana Mthuli Ncube ngalolu daba loba kuvike edluleyo ethe uhulumende akalayo indlela angathola ngayo imali yaphandle ukuholisa izisebenzi zakhe. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguGibson Bebe.
Direct from Washington, the voice of America, VOA.
Ukusilela kwamafutha ezimota kuqhubekela phambili ngamandla kobulawayo lakwezinye indawo zelizwe osokuthalise nzima abantu beZimbabwe abathengisa imali emgoqweni okungekho emthethweni osiphathelene abakade sebenyamalele ngemva kokubuthwa ngamapholisa kwabaningi babo kumaviki adluleyo sebephendukile. Sokusele insuku ezingatsho lutho ukuthi ilanga lekhisimusi lifike. U-Anastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Indwendwe zezimota ezidinga amafutha ezimota ziqhubekela phambili edolobheni lakoBulawayo kuhlangene lendwendwe zokudinga imali emabhanga lapho abantu abaphiwa khona imali yamatshe engaphansi kwekhulu ngeviki. Umnumzana Mandla Chuma isakhamuzi sakoBulawayo usola kakhulu ukuba imali itholakala emikambo yensitha ngoba emabhanga ingekho.
Ngithi lokho kuzwisa ubuhlungu kakhulu lapho sikhangele ikhefu lekhisimusi, lapho abantu ababe befuna khona ikheshi ngoba abanye bayefuna ukuthi bagade amabhasi ayemakhaya okubhadala khona ikheshi okungala ikhokheshi okungala swiping. So manje kathesi abantu zindwendwe zodwa, abantu vele isiminye eminye akwazakali ukuthi bazayikhupha yini, okutsho ukuthi nxa imali engasatholakalanga abantu bazagcina bedlalela ikhisimusi khona lapha koBulawayo, kanti iningi belifisa sibili ukuthi khona liye emakhaya. Ngakho sithi uhulumende ngabe uyazama sibili kumbe kukhitshwe namabhondi lawo ngoba yiwangana asilethele uhlupho lapha kulela.
Unkosikazi Sanelisiwe Hadebe ukhala ngokuqansa kwentengo yempahla lokudla ezitolo kanye lokusilela kwemali.
Hayi, intengo seziqanise kakhulu, vela kusathengeki. Uyazihlupha khona ukuthi siza kudlani ngekhisimusi ngoba ama-prizes sokule prize ye-USA, sokule prize ye-bond. Abantu vela ama-queues agcwele, balayinile, abantu badidene vele. I-prize yempahla vele abantu bayakhala ukuthi abantwana bagqokani, konke kuqansile.
Umnumzana Love Momoyo okumsebenzi wokuthengisa amaluba koBulawayo uthi ibhizimusi idonsa nzima ngalezi nsuku.
Ukusileka kwemali sokusaffectile sibili kakhulu kazi ngoba vele asisakwazi lokuthi sibambe ngaphi, sithini kubusiness ngoba abantu babuya lebhondi. Ibhondi nxa ulemukela usithi uyangena ema-store ezinye alisebenzi, ibhondi bavuma kuphela ema-supermarket. But when you want ukuthi uthi uyathenga ezinye izinto, ibhondi kabasasivumele. So it's like sekufana lokuthi abantu sisebenzele ukudla kuphela. ngoba supermarkets are the only people abavuma ibond. Ungathi uhamba kuma hardware uthi atisamende ba uzobe kutshela nge US dollar. Uthi atufuna insimba utshela nge US dollar. Whatever ufuna ukuthenga ba utshela nge US dollar. Whereas US dollar ngona asili told. So tina besicela sikuthi uhulumende nxa enganceda isincede isizwele njengabantu bayo isikhiphele leli bond yalifakayo ngoba ibond leli selisithwala senziwa. Ngabuyeza sibili siki sibisake no president ngowakhe ukuthi sicela asikhiphele ibond ngoba ibond selisilimazile asisakwanisi ukuthi siphefumule nxa ebond.
Isimo somnotho simi manzonzo ezweni. Amabhanga awalamali abamavinkili amaningi sebesala ukwamukela imali yohlobo lwebond note bethi bafuna idola lemelika uma ungelalo uhlawula okuphethwe kane kumbe kanhlanu intengo yedola ngebond osekuchiye abantu bedideke ingqondo. Amafutha ezimota lawo aqhubekela phambili esilela iningi seliphephela emikambo yensitha. Uhulumende uhlala ethembisa ukuba udubo lokusilela kwemali amafutha ezimota lokuqansa kwentengo yempahla uzalunga kodwa uZulu uqhubekela phambili ebhekane lendubo lezi. Ngimela iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Si lokhe sisedabeni lunye lokusilela kwemali emabhanga kanye lamafutha ezimota siphindi usithandekile Nkomhlanga owe Studio 7 uxoxe lomnomzana Melusi Moyo isiphatha amandla isibona ngokuqhutshwa kwamabhizimusi enhlanganiseni elwela amalungelo ezakamizi eyebulawayo Progressive Residents Association.
Sokuvukeka kutsha kunokuyani sasiqale ngakho indwendwe yesabeke emabhenki lapha ngamavigoroni lapha amabhenki abantu bazama ukudinga imali. Ngazi ukuthi sokuyiphanikhi yokuthi abantu besiya ku-holiday kumbe i-shortage siwe yaba khona njalo yezimali ngoba amalayini akhona lawo besingasawajayelanga khona namhlanje. Ibhenki engike ngadlula yiyo kathi singiqinisana nabantu se-Medgen kukhanya bebengena nga-5-5 ugadumile emnyango bangena ngi-5-5 abanye besithi hayi kukhanya iyatholakala but ebengeniswa nga-5-5 ngingazi kwamanye amabhanga njalo ngimbona lokho kule ndwendwe nje kuphela. Inani lokho eliyilo lona leyani babelichilo ukuthi nxa uthatha as individual uphiwa i-$50 then amakhampani aphiwa i-$100.
Abantu bakhanya bephithizela yini belungiselela ikhisimusi?
Abantu bakhanya bephithizela but isimanga esesikhona sengidlula kulaba abathengise zokudla le-chicken in sebetshintshile intengo zabo sebebiza imali yasemelika yebhondi. Nga uthi uyaqathanisa ngemali yakithi iprice zabo sezidula kakhulu ngoba ngele melika i-2 piece yabo bayibiza $2.50 ma uyifuna ngebhondi $9. So okuyikuthi ngezindlela bazama ukuthi abantu bengasasebenzisi ibhondi ngoba kuba cheaper nga uthenga nge-US. But uhlupho olukhona ukuthi imali yemelika kayikho kuleli lizwe leli. Yebo ye abantu bayabhodabhoda bethengathenga khonokho okuncane nje loba sekula abakhangelela impahla zabantwana abaningi kakhulu kula esithi ngama-free market. Ezitolo nje ezinkulu hayi kakuphithizeli kangako kuphithizelwa kuma-free market lakhona apha ekudleni.
Uhlupho lwamafutha ezimota okuhambisa-ke
wayisho-ke isindaba phendula iyinkinga indawo yamafutha le sikhuluma nje indwendwe ezibonakalayo eminye imigwaqo size yavaleka ukuthi akusula weyi ngoba imoto sezilayini ezayenza amalayini aba yidabhu aba mathathu kuloku nzima. Kukhanya kakunabungcono obuba khona sibili emafutheni lapha bathwele nzima abantu bezimota ngoba ngikhangele nje njengomuntu okhangele ngasemabhumuthi ngengafika ngasemarenkini ayemakhaya abamabhasi labo sebekhweze okwesabekayo ngenxa yokuthi bathi bona amafutha akawatholakali emafutheni-ke akunabungcono akulabubeni sibingenze lishe sikhula zisiya phambili.
Lo-ke mnumzana Melusi Moyo isiphathamandla esibona ngokuqhutshwa kwamabhizimusi enhlanganisweni elwela amalungelo ezakamizi zakoBulawayo iBulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Sixoxe laye ekoBulawayo. Lingakhohlwa uhlelo Studio 7 Live Talk ngo-8 kusiya ngo-9 ntambama. Namhlanje sinika abalaleli bethu ithuba lokuthi batsho ukuba balungiselela njani ikhefu lekhisimusi phakathi kwenhlupho elibhekane lazo ezigoqela ukungatholakali kwemali emabhanga Kanye lokusilela kwamafuta ezimoda. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001202465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Singakangeni esigabeni esilandelayo, wothi sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafishane. Unobhala ubona ngezomvikela kuhulumende weMelika, uSecretary of Defense Jim Mattis uchiye umsebenzi izolo isithi lokhu kubangelwe yikungezwani lokwehlukana kwemibono phakathi kwakhe nomongameli Donald Trump. Uthi-ke isitishi esikhulu sendizamtshina sakweleBhilithani sivulwe lamhlanje ngemva kokuvalwa ngolwesithathu ngenxa yodubo lwemitshina yama-drones. Igceke lendizamtshina eleGatwick bese like lavalwa ngoba ama-drones la abikwa abephazamisa abashayeli okudalele abahambayo inhlupho ngalesi sikhathi sekhefu lekhisimusi. Iningi labeZimbabwe abalubhekise ekhaya ngale impela viki ukuyajabulela ikhisimusi bendawonye lezihlobo labangane bakhala ngokuthatha isikhathi eside belokhu bezama ukuphuma emngcoleni weBite Bridge. Kodwa-ke uhulumende uthi kwenziwe imizamo eminingi yokuthi kudluleke lula kulo umngcwele. UBenedict Nhlapo usipha lolu daba.
Amakhulu ezalwane zeZimbabwe esebenza kule South Africa basemabhasini emchoveni kubomalaitsha nasezimoteni begijimela ukuthi langekhisimusi liyephuma sebesekhaya. Kodwa-ke iningi lithi alithokozi ngendlela iziphathamandla ezibona ukuphuma lokungena kwabantu emngceleni weBite Bridge esebenza ngayo. Umnumzana Wilson Moyo olubhekise kibo enkaya emakhwatini uthi lokhu kungaqhubeka abanye bazayidlalela emngceleni ikhisimusi.
Isimo mangaphawula ngaso mhlawumbe esenzakala eborder sibuhlungu kakhulu ngempela, sibuhlungu kakhulu, asijabulisi neze. Uyathola ukuthi imoto ziningi ngathi 1.5 days seborder impela imoto zingadluli. Ingadlula izopaka iye ngale iyethule yonke imithwalo ukuze kufika phansi. Ma ungenamali ukuthi mhlawumbe udlulise, cha uzosokola ngempela, ayikunzima eborder, kunzima.
Kodwa kumphathi ntambo ogada lwendaba zasekhaya kwele South Africa umnumzana Siyabonga Cwele ukuthi uhulumende wenze konke akwenelisayo ukuze izihambi zingabanjelelwa kulumngcele.
Sengezelele izisebenzi zomngcele la ngoba bezisilela. Sengezelela ngesilinganiso esipho sesifike ingxenye ekhulwini. Size sasusa abanye ehofisini yethu enkulu ukuze sivule amahofisi amaningi okudlulisa izihambi ukuze konke kudlule ngokuphangisa.
Isiphathamandla esibona ngezokuthutha lezokuphepha esabelweni seLimpopo unkosikazi Makhoma Makhurupeje uxwayise abasebenzisa umgwaqo N1 olubhekise eBite Bridge ukuthi bengalokothi kwephula umthetho ngoba bazawukhomba olotshwala.
Sesibophe abaningi kulokhu mgwaqo ababengene elizweni kungelamvumo, njalo amapholisa asisize kakhulu. Umphathi ntambo ubebatshela ukuthi akula obathiweyo ozakhululwa manje, kugoqela bephula imithetho yomgwaqo leyelizwe jikelele.
Minyaka yonke umngcele weBite Bridge yiyo olabantu abaningi abaphuma kwele South Africa ngekhefu lekhisimusi. Iningi labo izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezisebenza kulelo lizwe. Nyakenye abanye bagcine bedlalela ikhisimusi endleleni ngenxa yobuningi babantu abebephuma besiya eZimbabwe. Melestudio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa, nguBenedict Nhlapo.
Kwezemidlalo, umqeqeshi weqembu elimele eZimbabwe umncintisano womdlalo wenguqu weCAF Champions League leFC Platinum uNomeni Mapheza uthi iqembu lakhe libhekane lomdlalo onzima njalo lidinga usekelo ukuze linqobe lase eCongo iBrazzaville eleASA Otto kusasa. Intatilindi zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba.
Mapheza utshele intatheli zindaba zemidlalo ukuba ngasoze balidelele iqembu le-AS Othoho ngoba likhuphe iqembu le-Primero de Agosto kuliqembu elakhupha ele-FC Platinum kumncintiswano owedlulileyo we-CAF Champions League. Umqeqetshi lo uthi bangakwazi mhlophe ukuba babhekane lani kumdlalo wakusasa njalo abakudingayo ukuxhaswa yibo bonke abayingxenye yemuli FC Platinum.
Everybody knows where we're standing now as a club, you know, and I think we're just 90 minutes away from.
Wonke umuntu uyakwazi ukuba sisalelwe imizuzu engamachumi ayithoba munemune ukuba sifinyelele kusigaba sesibaya esomncintiswano weCAF Champions League. Yikho siyakwazi ukuba kuyini esibhekane lakho ngomgqibelo. Sinethemba njalo ukuba sizathola usekelo esiludingayo kuyo wonke umuntu oyingxenye yeqembu le-FC Platinum ukuze sidlulele phambili kulo mncintiswano.
Iqembu le-FC Platinum lele-AS Othoho wabe ngutshikilo bhanqa 1-1 ngensonto edlileyo, njalo limpumela itsho ukuba iqembu le-FC Platinum lingadlulelwa phambili nxa umdlalo ungafika komlindi uyacina zingutshikilo bhanqa kungela qembu elenelise ukuhlohla. UMapeza yena uthe bazizama uba behlohle ngoba nxa bengadlala besithi bafuna umdlalo uphele kungahlohlanwanga bengazisola iqembu lezivakatshi selihlohle isikhathi sesiyaphela. Iqembu le-FC Platinum seliyakela imele ilizwe leZimbabwe kumncintiswano yokudinga intshantshu zezwekazi lase-Afrika, kodwa ngalizange linelise ukufinyelela kusigaba sezibaya lapho kutholakala khona imali ethe xaxa. Njalo abaningi bakhangelele ukuba lo nyaka lingakwenelisa lokhu njengoba kusasa lizabe lidlala lisekhaya. Nabo linye icele iqembu le-AS Othoho ngokwakuqala ukuba liphatheke kumncintiswano we-CAF Champions League. Iqembu le-FC Platinum lithole ilungelo lokumela ilizwe leZimbabwe kumncintiswano wokudinga intshantshu zezwekazi lase-Afrika ngemva kokuphakamisa isicoco se-league lonyaka, njalo ngokwesibili iminyaka ilandelana ukuba liphakamise inkezo le. Umdlalo wakusasa uzaqhutshelwa enkundleni yamandava esedolobheni laseZwishabane. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Kuwaza Friday namhlanje sihamba labahlabeleli ababili abacula beseSouth Africa, uNkunzi yomanzi omnyama kanye lo Brian Sibanda. Untungamile inkomo usethulela lolu daba.
Ujeshwa Nkomo abethu. Ujeshwa Nkomo abethu. Joshua Nkomo baba wetu ubeli qhawe la maqhawe.
Umqali wesiziba nguBrian Sibanda, insizwa edabuka eBambazi esigabeni sakombimba, yona ephethe idlaladelayo lakuqala elilesihloko esithi zangene zebhubezi. Lapha uhaya umfoka nyongolo iqhawe lamaqhawe phela. UBrian ukhulele esontweni emaphaneni akombimba, lapho ahle waba ngumthontwe ohlaba usamila ngoba ubehlabela ecaweni wakhula waze waba ngumculi osicindezele idlalade. Uyachasisa ke okaSibanda.
Lo mculo lowo kungumculo ongajwayelekile, mhlawumbe abanye uyabadida ukuthi manje kungumculo wesintu othe ukucubanisa kakhulu nginabe kakhulu ngemlayezo. Ngikhuluma ngento eziningi empilo, ngothando, ngezinkolo nani nani konke ongakucabanga.
Idlaladeleli lilengoma eziyisishiyagalombili njalo le ngethi umdeni. Njengoba sisiya kukhisimusi nje, umhlabeleli ulomlayezo obalulekileyo kubalandeli.
Njengoba sibheke kuma holiday la kakhisimusi naseminyakeni omusha, ngithi mina abantu abaphepha ezingozini nasemgwaqweni, sithi kuphepha sisiphatheni kahle, impilo yefana nje naye nazo zonke izinsuku. Engakusho kube ukuthi mina ngiyanthanda kakhulu.
Abadala bathe kusinwa kudedelwana. Ededa ke uBrian Sibanda uthi abangathanda ukuxhumana laye bengamthola kunombolo zakwele South Africa ezithi 002-784-613-2505. sisuke ke ebhambazi silubhekise echolocho lapho okudabuka khona umsabeleli wesibili unkunzi yomanzi amnyama laye ocula ekwele South Africa. Leli lidlala telikankunzi elesine njalo isihloko salo sithi emsakazweni laye unkunzi olomlayezo omqoka kubalandeli la kuZulu.
Bengithanda nje ukuthi abantu beyiphathe kahle njengoba kulanda uDisemba kanjalo bekwazi ukuthi bethenge nemculo wethu bekwazi ukuyimamela njalo njalo ngoba ziningi imiyalezo siyifaka ezingomeni zethu.
Abangathanda ukuxhumana lawe bakuthola njani?
Kusho ukuthi abantu abangathanda ukuthola idlalade leli elami elisha bengakwazi ukuxhumana nami kule nombolo ethi 061 96 87 396. Bawo bese bengitholile-ke lapho eda bengene kuFacebook kwipheji lami ethi inkunzi yomanzi amnyama iphatha mcimbi. Ungakwazi ukungithola kuWhatsApp.
Uphuma-ke enkundleni ngale ethi yila amagwala.
Sesifike emaphethelweni ohlelo lwethu olwalamhlanje kodwa ke singakaligqibi uhlelo wothi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uhlangana labo abalisi benhlanganiso ye-Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe behlaziya inhlupho ababalisi ababhekane lazo elizweni. Ukusilela kwamafutha ezimota uqhubekela phambili ngamandla kobulawayo lakwezinye indawo zelizwe. Kuhlelo Woza Friday namhlanje besihamba labaculi ababili unkunzi yomanzi omnyama kanye loBrian Sibanda. Oselivalelisa kulolu hlelo lwanamhlanje ngoPraxitus Jeremiah. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.